فیلم فیق از علوم شریفه اسلامی است.
فیق or jurisprudence is an Islamic knowledge and is ranked
The Holy Prophet of Islam is the example
of
Self-purification is the most significant factor.
امامت یک اصل زنده است در تاریخ اسلام.
امامت is a living principle in the history of Islam and Shiism.
This is Ulama Speech, the best selection of the speeches of prominent Shia scholars.
Hello, good day everyone. Welcome to another episode of the program Ulama's Speech on IRIB English Radio. In today's episode, we invite you to listen to the English translation of a short Farsi speech by Hujjatul Islam Sayyid Muhammad Baqir Tabatabai Nejad. Please stay tuned.
فردوسی قشنگ میگه خدایا یکی را براری و شاهی دهی.
فردوسی, the famous Persian poet, beautifully says, O God, you raise one hand and give him kingship. You give another fish in the sea. You raise one to a high throne. You place another in lowly dust. Not with this one love, nor with that one hatred, for you know, O creator of the world. Then look at these words of Ferdowsi. Both good and evil are from Yazdan or God. A man's lips should therefore be smiling. If hardship is from God and ease also from God, then since both good and evil come from God, the outcome is that one's lips should remain smiling. If hardships are from God, then know that within hardships lies mercy, and within these wounds lies comfort. Perhaps it has happened to you. May it be far from all of you. If a person's heart arteries become blocked with occlusion, he goes to a surgeon. The surgeon takes the scalpel, cuts the skin, tears the flesh, breaks the bone, removes the vein, and inflicts many wounds. Yet after the operation, I kiss the surgeon's hands, pay his fee, and thank him profusely. I do not rebuke him for wounding me, because I know that within those wounds was a remedy, and within that pain was a cure.
یادمه حضرت آقای شهید ما وقتی رو تخت بیمارستان بودن.
I recall that our martyred imam, when lying on his hospital bed, recited this poem by Parveen Etesami. Every calamity that comes from you is mercy, whom you give poverty, that is fortune. You pass the servants throughout darkness so that he may see that radiant face. The axe strikes my every vein and bond, so that they may unite me with your love. Affliction contains reward, greatness, healing, and cure within them. For this reason, we said that Sayyid al-Shuhada constantly smiled on the day of Ashura, and his joy increased. He embraced affliction with open arms, even in the ditch of martyrdom. They wrote that Abu Abdullah said, My God, I am pleased with your pleasure. But at one point on the day of Ashura, they say the radiant face of Abu Abdullah broke down. Where? By the bank of Al-Ghama River. The narrator says, And brokenness appeared in the face of Al-Husayn. May God's curse be upon the wrongdoing people, and soon those who wronged will know to what fate they shall be returned. O God, O Lord, hasten the reappearance of our master, the Imam of the age. May God hasten his noble reappearance. Thank you very much, dear listeners of iRab English Radio, for staying tuned with the program Ulama's Speech, which was the English translation of a short Farsi speech by Hujjatul Islam Sayyid Muhammad Baqir Tabatabai Nejad. Please, for more information, visit our website, iranradio.ir. Till another episode, God bless you all, and goodbye.